Praise God. I am Evangelist Emmanuel Owolabi Adetoye of the Power of Christ Mission here in Malaga, Spain. This is Hour of Truth. Hallelujah. God bless you. This Hour of Truth, an evangelical ministry that God has given unto me to evangelize to the world the undiluted revelation in the power of God. Praise God. So today I am loaded with something that will transform your life and will turn you and give you another understanding. It will turn you around with your mindset so that you get another knowledge about the things of God. Praise God. Today I'll be teaching on a message I titled Believe. Believe. We as Christians, every day we mention this word here and there. Believe, believe, believe. What is believe? Praise God. Quickly, let me say this. Don't be in a hurry. If you have clicked into this video, this is not a coincidence. It's a special and divine intervention. Please, divine and special intervention, special providence of God that you have been choosing to watch this video. So just, I humbly plead that you take a little of your time and just stay and listen to this message and it will bless your life. Praise God. Now, I will say, please get your Bible by your side so that we can study together. Amen. Now, let's pray. Mighty God, I give you glory and honor. This hour of truth again, Lord, reveal your truth in this hour. And let your people be blessed. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Now, I title this message today, Believe. What is belief? We as Christians, we talk about belief every day. Believe, believe, believe. What is belief? Now, belief is accepting as true. Praise God. Taking as true. That's the definition of belief. Accepting as true. Taking as true. Now, what do you take as true? Praise God. What do we take as true? Let's relate it to Christ. In the book of John 3 from verse 34. Praise God. John 3 verse 34. Flip up your Bible to that place. It said from verse 34. It said, for he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands. Into whose hands? Jesus Christ. Praise God. Say, he who the fathers has sent. God has sent Jesus to speak this word to us. Praise God. And also, he said something in Acts 16 verse 31. He said, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe, believe, believe in Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have to believe it. If you see me, you have seen the Father. We have to believe it. So these are believe, believe, believe. Now, what is this belief? Belief, as I said, is accepting as true. Or you take it as true. These things that the Bible have said about Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is very important because it says something that everything has been willed to him. All powers have been willed to him. But we just have what to believe. That is, we have to accept as true that this is true. Praise God. And now, this belief and believe every day. Father, I believe, 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 believe. How can you believe? Praise God. How can you believe? Let me share that one with us right now. How can we believe? Listen, first, if everything the Bible is telling us to believe in Jesus Christ, meaning first, and everything that has to do with him, we have to accept it as true. Now, how do I believe? How can I believe? How? That's a powerful question. How can I believe? Praise God. Now, let's see something in the book of Romans 10 from verse 9. Praise God. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 9, it says that, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, listen again. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe and accept as true in thy heart. Praise God. And accept as true in the heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now listen, let me tell you. The way you can believe, how you can believe is by confessing with your mouth and accepting as true in your heart. Now, two things are very important in how we can believe: our mouth and our heart. Now, these two things go side by side. You cannot do without them. Praise God. You can't do without them. They go side by side. For example, there are some people that said, listen, I don't go to church. I serve God in my heart. My heart is everything. Yes, that's true. But that's not correct. If you serve God in your heart, you have to also confess it before the brethren. And that's how it works. And that's how it's complete. Or some people will say, I go to church, I speak with it in my mouth, but in your heart, there is no feeling attached to it. Listen, if you don't have a feeling in your heart about this belief, you just waste your time. You are on your own. Praise God. You are on your own. Hallelujah. So how can we believe? We can believe by confessing with our mouth. We can believe by what? Accepting in our heart that God has sent him and he has come to deliver us. Praise God. Now, what are the benefits of believing? Praise God. Look, when you understand this belief, which is accepting as true, who? Jesus Christ, because that's the role Jesus has come to play for us. That's where Jesus come into the scene. That he is the way, the truth, and the life. That if you see Jesus, you have seen the Father. And now, that is the name that is above all other names. That at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. That's Jesus now. That's how Jesus come into play. So when you believe this, that is, accept this as true, you see the manifestation of God, you see the benefit of God of your life. Praise God. Now, I just told us the way we can believe. How can we believe? We can believe by confessing with our mouth, Romans 10:9, and what? Accept as true in our heart that Christ is the Son of God. Praise God. Now, let me share something with us. The benefit of believing. Praise God. Well, let me just give you some benefits. Three benefits of believing. Hallelujah. One of the benefits of believing is eternal life. Praise God. John 5:24. Eternal life. What does it say? John 5:25. It said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me had what? Everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Praise God. Hey, this one is powerful. One of the benefits of believing is what? Eternal life. You pass from death to life. You pass from death to life. You are not condemned. But he that doesn't accept as true, he that doesn't believe, doesn't take as true, is condemned already. My God, I know condemnation is not your portion in the name of Jesus. Because this message has come to bring light to your understanding, and your mindset about believing will be transformed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Now, look at another benefit of believing. Enjoy life. Enjoys life of prayer answer. Another benefit is enjoying the life of prayer answer. When you pray, you see answers. Because you believe, because you accept as true Jesus. You take Jesus as your only way, as your only trust, as your only belief. Accepting as true. Then you see answers coming your way. Praise God. Now, he said, the second benefit of believing is enjoy life of prayer answers. Let's look at something at Matthew 21:22. Praise God. Matthew 21:22 says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer. Now listen. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Believing, taking as true, accepting as true. Ye shall receive. Praise God. You enjoy a life of prayer answers. There are so many of us that have not enjoyed this life. Things are not going the right way. You have not been enjoying the life of prayer answer. You have been praying and praying and no answer, no result. Listen, result can only come when you begin to take as true. When you begin to what? Believe. That's when result can come. You enjoy a life of prayer answer. My God in heaven, I see somebody enjoying the life of prayer answer after believing this message in the name of Jesus. I see somebody believing. I see somebody believing. And your life is transforming to a life of enjoyment of prayer in the name of Jesus. If you believe, you shout amen. If you believe it, come on, receive it. Receive it. It's for you in Jesus' name. Now, another benefit is this. Open doors. My God in heaven, open doors. The book of Psalm 78 verse 23 says, and God command the skies and the doors of heaven to be open, and manna rain down upon the children. My God, he feed them like never before. Listen, when you believe, when you accept that's true, Jesus, what happens? You see a door will open unto you, and manna will begin to rain upon your life. You enjoy a life of open doors, businesses, connection, relationship. You see connections coming to you. When you believe, if you accept that's true, you are there looking for what? A life partner. My God, God will open heaven and you see your partner coming to you. It's not by your power. Just by what? Just by believing. Just by what? Just by believing. Somebody say believe. Somebody say believe. Come on, say believe. Wow. Hallelujah. Listen, Nathaniel believed. And what happened? Let's do something at the book of John 1 verse 50. Nathaniel believed. Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree. And Nathaniel said, ah, I believe you. And Jesus said, just for telling you I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? Look at what Jesus said. Verse 50. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree. Believest thou? You accept that? Listen, thou shalt see greater things than these. 51. He said, and he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter, ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Listen, I prophesy unto your life. Because when you transform your life to the life of believing, accepting that true, heaven is opening for your sake right now. In the name of Jesus, it is not in my name, but in the name that is above our name. In the name that when we mention that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. The Bible says all powers has been given unto him at the mention of that name. My God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God in pulling down every stronghold. Every struggle in your life because you believe tonight is being pulling down right now. In the name of Jesus. I told you three benefits, praise God. Three benefits of believing. One, you enjoy what? A life of prayer answer. What? You enjoy a life of prayer answer. You enjoy eternal life. And lastly, open doors upon your life. Praise God. If you need open doors, if you need enjoyment in your life of prayer, if you need life eternal, you just have to believe. That's all. You just have to accept that truth. The Bible says something in John 3:16. For God so loved what? The world. That he gave what? His only begotten son. That whosoever what? Accept as true. Whosoever believe. Whoever take it as true. Will be saved and have life everlasting. That's what he's saying. Praise God in heaven. Now, brothers, let's see something now. Jesus played a very important role in our Christianity. He is the name that is above all name. All powers have been willed unto him. And now, if you want to go to heaven, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to triumph, if you want to progress in this life and the life to come, you need Jesus. And Jesus played an important role. But now, look something very logical here. The darkness of this world, Satan and his archangel, they understand these principles. That's why they wanted to kill the Son of Man. They wanted to kill him. Hey! They want to kill Jesus. And what happened? What happened? When they killed him, because if Jesus has died and Jesus has not risen, what a great misery for Christians today. We can't carry this Bible. We can't preach this word. But God that can see the end from the beginning, what did he do? He rose him up from the dead. He brought him back to life. My God, that is revelation. If they have succeeded to kill Jesus and Jesus never come back to life, my God in heaven, but God said, no, come on, you are coming back to life. He rose him up and brought him back to life. Praise God in heaven. Let's see something in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 14. Let's see that. 1 Corinthians 15, 14 says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also what? Vain, empty. But Jesus cannot be put to shame. God can never be put to shame. He shone forth strong and mighty and rose Jesus from dead. Now, this is a profound revelation. A profound one. Listen, if you can add feeling to what you are hearing now, you are enjoying some benefit right now. And if you can understand the secret of how to believe, which is what? Your mouth and your heart. You see things turn around for your good in the name of Jesus. My God in heaven, I am excited and loaded with this message. Father, I give you praise and honor because believing is coming to your people right now. They are understanding tonight how they need to live their life. They are understanding tonight in a new form through Hour of Truth. Thank you, mighty God. People of God, it's a pleasure that you spend your time to hear and to listen to this message. But the truth that this message can have impact when you add a feeling to it. When you sit back after this message and go through it all over and over again. And then meditate over it. And meditate over it. And then you see result. The benefit will come. That life eternal is your portion. Open doors and you enjoy a life of prayer answer. What are those things you have been praying for? What have you been praying for? That answer has not come. Matthew says, whatsoever things you believe, when you pray, you have it. I am prophesying to your life. As you watch this tape, as you listen to this message, a power is taking over your mind right now. And the grace of God, not my grace, but the grace that was able to lift Jesus from death, is triumphing your heart right now. And then you see result. But I'm going to pray with you with Romans 15 from verse 13 and 14. Romans 15, 13. I want you to also use it to pray. Praise God. It said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I prophesy unto your life that may the grace of God fill you in believing and you may abound in his light. And that is your portion in the name of Jesus. I see every mountain that surrounds you all being diminishing right now because you've understand the secret of how to believe. How you can believe is by confessing and agreeing in your heart. And I know you have done that right now. And Jesus has come again to prove himself strong in your life. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for Hour of Truth. It's true that your word is true. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, call. We pray together. There's nothing prayer I cannot do. Listen, when you pray, what happened? Your life, meaning that you have designed for yourself, you begin to see result, you begin to see strength, you begin to see meaning, and you begin to see direction through all the what? Prayer. And I know that the God that I serve is able, abundantly able, when we pray together to bring solution to your life. Praise God. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Amen.